Freaks to the Front on this rainy Saturday in the Mission. I'm DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento.
And we are Freaks to the Front. Good morning. Good afternoon. Feels like morning. We had a really fun party at the station and at the hall and at the Latin American Club last night. Shout out. Thank you to everyone who we got to meet last night from the radio. It was great meeting you all. I hope to meet other folks in the future.
Yes.
We should do more of that.
We should definitely hang out more, although it comes with all the dangers of hanging out with fun people.
Yes, which means that
we are very
tired this afternoon. Once again, I have to remember that it is the afternoon right now. So, anyway, playing vinyls today.
Yeah, so last time, so after a good streak of non-hangover
I think it was episodes, a one-time streak.
No, I did two times.
Maybe.
But last time, DJ Lesta was in bed trying to figure out what to do with her life.
Not feeling so hot that day, last Saturday.
And I was like, I have a mission. In the Mission, and so I came here with a bunch of vinyls with bad intentions, And they play a pretty, actually decent house only vinyl set, and I feel pretty good about it.
I thought it was great.
I did screw up a couple of transitions, but that's actually it's because this console is a little bit cramped, I feel. There's not a lot of space to move around, and it's also a bit high for me. So, like, I have to move my...
Short king.
Yeah, sorry. But I have boots today, so I'm extra tall.
Extra tall. I thought you did a great job, DJ Lento. I actually enjoyed that set.
A few transitions were pretty good, but some of them were not. And it's okay. I mean, it always happens. And it depends a lot, at least for me, on how, like, the hearing, you know. Like, if I can listen well to things and I can move around. It's also, DJing with vinyls is, you know, it's a different story. It's
more, especially when you're playing that kind of music on vinyl.
Yeah, it's like very mechanical things that you have to be aware of. So, but yeah, cool.
It was great. Oh, I was just pointing out Baby Hulu in the house. Shout out.
Shout out to Baby Hulu.
We love you so much. Yee. She's our cute little baby doggy who is sitting on the couch right now.
Staring at us.
Avoiding the leak in the ceiling. Shout out to landlords who fix leaks, which is not this landlord.
Anyway, so today we just brought some new records, and let's try to...
Not all of them are new, but we brought records from...
Some new records to play. That's
some records from all different genres. As we like to say on the show, we play everything from funk to punk, or actually usually punk to funk and beyond. We're mixing it up with a whole bunch of different genres today. We just had Pachiman with a little... I don't know how you would describe that, dub reggae vibes.
So, and actually this record, so all these records come from our personal collection, of course. But this one comes from the Pachiman show, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that we saw at the chapel. He was opening for Word something.
I don't remember the name of the headliner.
I thought Pachiman was headlining because he was with a band and all that.
Yeah.
He was opening for somebody else.
Anyway, it was a great show. Shout out, as always, to the chapel. So many great shows that we've gotten to go to in our short time in San Francisco.
I was wearing my chapel shirt the other day at a work event, and people were like, oh my God, what shirt is that? Kind of shocked. And I was like, yeah, it's just a venue. Is that a vampire on it?
Wow. Bunch of nerds from the South Bay who don't know anything.
Yeah.
But we're going to move it along. We got Breakfast Little that's ready for us, so I'm going to pick that up. Shout out to Breakfast Little for keeping us fed and alive on Saturdays, especially when we are hungover. Right now, we're going to play Smooth Big Cat by Dope Lemon.
Yeah,
from the album Smooth Big Cat.
Just to stay in these dubby vibes. And by the way, Dope Lemon, to go back to our last episode, could also be a Roadhouse artist.
That's true. When we had our Twin Peaks, the return themed episode a couple weeks ago. Anyway, enjoy the music. We might play one or two songs before we come back on the air so we can have one or two bites of our breakfast burritos. And we will be back chatting shortly.
Enjoy this Smooth Big Cat. Thank you.
Roll me up a smoke and let's be on our way.
Sound of Saturday.
Sound of Saturday, early afternoon here in the Mission. That was Krongbin. And before that, we had Dope Lemon. I didn't miss anything in between when I was picking up our breakfast burritos, did I?
No.
Okay. Well, as always, shout out to Breakfast Little. Delicious breakfast burritos this morning.
I devoured my burrito.
Yeah, you did. We are going to move it along. Okay, we got a little bit of sickness, or not really sickness, just
sickness.
I'm sick. We got a little bit of cold weather.
I don't know. I feel like
cold
I'm getting
cold.
A cold since the last few months.
We'll wipe down these mics. Anyway, here we are. Rainy Saturday, moving things pretty slow this morning.
Let's switch it up.
Yeah, we're going to switch it up with a pretty
funky, sick
record that we found, that you found.
Yeah, actually, let me put it on and then we'll talk about. But you should talk.
Okay. You mean you're going to put it on the record player. Yeah. So this record, I think we found it in Boston, right? At the Brighton Bazaar Night Market. And it is a really cool instrumental Wu-Tang record. Return to the 37th Chamber. It's an instrumental of Return to the 36th Chamber, which is an incredible record. And we have, this instrumental version, super cool, really... really vibey to like hear like sort of the beats and the and you know all of the music that was sort of in the background of these amazing Wu-Tang tracks. So shout out to the RZA, of course, for making those beats and whatnot. Anyway. I really want to plug the Wu-Tang and American Saga show on Hulu that we watched a couple of years ago. I want to plug that show because it really was pretty sick, and I think several members of Wu-Tang were actually consulted on. No, I think the RZA was involved in making the show. And so I think in a lot of ways there were some pretty accurate storylines going on. But it was very cool. It really made me feel like Wu-Tang were my friends. Really got to know the different members and characters. So I want to plug that.
Let's normalize Wu-Tang.
Normalize Wu-Tang. I don't think we need to normalize. I think Wu-Tang is very loved worldwide. So
I don't know. I feel like I had to say something stupid.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah. So this, just to go back to this specific record, this is a band called El Mikel's Affair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell us more, because I thought it was just the instrumental tracks from Return to the 36th Chamber.
No, this is a band, but they kind of like Budos band style, but
okay.
they did two records, in fact. This is the second version of, the one of two, at least two, I don't know if they did more, but one of two records that is just Wu-Tang songs, but replayed in an instrumental only setting.
Mm.
But this is not all played, like it's not sampled or unless, I mean, there are samples in the songs.
Right.
But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, kind of like those record, I don't know, like covers by, I don't know, Izzy Star All Stars or somebody. I mean, that is
it's
more
not really, because it's more accurate. Like, it's
true.
Pretty accurate to, like, I thought that it was literally just the instrumental tracks of these songs.
Oh,
I didn't realize that,
no,
like,
no, it's
because with
affair.
Because with Easy Star All Stars, like, with which we've played before on this show, actually, with, you know, Dub Side of the Moon, that's a dub version of Dark Side of the Moon, whereas this is like a pretty accurate to the original song's instrumental instrumental, you know, cover, I guess. I didn't even realize it was covers.
So, yeah, no, no, this is covers. And so this is Return to the 36th Chamber, which says here, the highly anticipated follow-up to 2009's cult classic, Enter the 37th Chamber.
So this is Return to the 37th Chamber, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right, so got it.
Yeah, and so basically we went to this market in Boston, and this guy, I forgot his name, unfortunately, but I'll find your card and I'll shout out to you at some point. This guy had so much good stuff, like for pretty decent prices. And I think he understood that, you know, we liked similar things, or that I was just like a music junkie. We bonded over this record specifically, so we started talking, and he ended up giving me a discount too. That's basically one record for free. So, cool guy.
Nice. Cool guy. Shout out.
All right, let's put it on. This is what would be Shimmy Sure. But it's called...
You are no longer speaking into the microphone.
Actually, this should be Tears. I don't know. I'm a bit confused, but let's play.
Let's play it. Wasn't the track that I thought you were going to play.
Let me actually find it. Yeah. This was Tears, great song. And my brother, graffiti art name for a bit was Tears as well. Just
all right.
Like random piece of information.
All right. So I'm pretty sure that is on here. Okay. Are you gonna be playing several different songs like live right now? Trying to find it?
Yeah.
I feel like it was maybe the first track on side B.
What's that?
I feel like it was maybe the first track on side B, but I could be wrong.
It's gone.
Okay. Well, anyway, as DJ Lento finds that, So we are going to be out next week. We're going to do a replay of one of our episodes, possibly this one, if it goes well. That is now next week going to sound like I'm talking about the following week. So I will give you the date. Next Saturday is the 27th. And we will be riding horses in Arizona with my parents. Shout out to my parents. I don't send them the link to this show. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. I've been to this ranch before in the past, and it is a great experience. So I'm really excited for DJ Lento to experience that. He's only ridden a horse one time, so we are going to have fun. DJ Lento can't seem to find the track that I'm talking about, so...
I just don't think it's in here.
Well, so let's play something else then.
Yeah, we'll play another song from the same record.
Yeah, while we decide
this
what's next.
Shadow Boxing. we had a little Budos band and Sly and the Family Stone session here.
Okay.
So we listened to mainly the self-titled, two songs from the self-titled Budos band record, which is the infamous one that they signed on the front.
Yes.
Instead of in the back, as I asked, but it's okay. It's their record.
We've told the Budos band story so many times on this show.
Yeah,
so
I'm not going to get into that again.
Yeah. But yeah, and then we listened to Sly and the Family Stone, which is very cool.
Yeah, which I got here. I found this record in here in San Francisco that night that we had that there was the fair in the
street.
We
went to the Valencia night market. What's it called? Valencia Live.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it was fun. There was this lady with just a pop-up record tent, and she had a lot of good stuff too. But I also forgot her name. She gave me her card too. I have a bunch of cards of people.
You can't remember everybody's name who's ever sold you a record.
Yeah. But another place where I usually don't want to go in terms of record store, because I know I'm going to spend a ton of money, it's Stranded.
Also on Valencia Street.
Because unfortunately, they have so much good stuff in there, and they're priced their prices are not like pocket friendly, I would say, or like it's more.
I would say we found some things that were pretty reasonably priced, and other things that were really expensive.
Yeah, but I would argue for like used stuff, most of it's above $20.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got like things got a little out of hand last time I was there, because I spent almost $300 in records.
That's a lot, yeah.
But two of them were almost $200 together. So, which I played actually one last time I was here in my DJ set, and there was Chaos in the CBD, which is a very well respected like deep house duo from Australia, I would say, either or New Zealand.
Mm.
And very, very well respected, very hard to find that stuff, especially in the US. In Europe I would say it's easier because there's more of that stuff, but they tour all over the world. I mean, they're a duo, they just like to have fun and go to parties.
Same.
Yeah, and that's why I respect them so much.
Yeah.
But last time we were at Stranded, we stumbled on this Pellegrino record. That it's a project with him, which is like a producer from Napoli, and a band called Zodiac, also from Naples. And, you know, if you like Nugenea, they're basically, I think he's the guy that runs the label that releases everything.
Mm,
Nugenea
that
does.
That makes sense.
And their own productions, including this one. And this is, all this music is just in the spirit of revival of old funk jazz music from Naples, like from the 70s, like early.
I love that it's current though, like that makes it's cool.
So happy
that
because
there's a revival like that.
Yeah, and Italy has, you know, a big like few quite big names in from both like back in the days and nowadays. Like there's again all this revival makes me think of other people like what's that guy name from Sicily?
Couldn't tell you.
Damn it.
You'll remember eventually.
I want to find it. I wouldn't be surprised if next time we go to Stranded, I found one of his records there.
But we're on a break from Stranded.
Yeah.
Another store I want to check out a little bit more is a newer one. I Hate Records on Hate Street. They have really good punk selection.
Ooh, and grindcore.
Yeah, and I just, I want to go back there.
Their prices are amazing. Let's go back. Let's go there.
2026.
FY. What does that mean, by the way?
Fiscal year.
Oh.
But that's July to July.
That's why they call, like, FY27 now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. I'm new to the corporate world.
Anyway.
Was it the thing? Oh, yes. Sorry. I just got distracted thinking about me confusing and nanny with a nun.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was so funny. Shout out to Annika. Oh my god, I can't remember her DJ name, but she is awesome. We met her last night. Her radio show, I believe, is usually
we
8 to 10 on Friday nights.
The
station
party.
Crashed her show with the party last night, but she's awesome. And DJ Lento heard her say that she's a nanny, but he asked me this morning, she's not a nun, right? And I just couldn't stop laughing because... there's a difference between a nanny and a nun.
I know, but...
But I loved that you didn't know that, so... So we're going to listen to Pellegrino,
yes.
And then I think it would be cool to put on some New Genea after to give us a little Napoli moment here.
Totally.
Because we love Napoli.
We can listen to a little bit of Pellegrino, a bit of New Genea. Let's go... Like back and forth.
Yeah, sure.
I like to play actually multiple songs from the same records, just because they have, you know, a similar vibe and similar sound, and just sounds
like
good.
Fun. And we got some special sounds in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear that from our sweet baby Hulu, who is crying because I have a breakfast burrito still up here, too far away from her. But anyway, so we're going to play some funk from Napoli, and we are going to have fun with it. We are Freaks to the Front. I am DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento Hulu.
And that's Baby Hulu.
Baby Hulu.
On RadioValencia.fm.
We should let her talk to the mic. by the way, this is Pellegrino and Zodiaco with Genti del Mediterraneo.